from the Dish Nation.
Well, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson has found another way to help save men's money, Chad.
And Molly Ringwald revealed a wild sex confession.
Ooh. All right, and first and foremost, before we get into today's dish, today is Memorial Day, so we want to honor and remember all the military personnel who gave their lives while serving our country so we can have the freedoms that we all enjoy, all right?
Yes.
So your things we enjoy. Tamar, what's good, sis?
Ooh, my friend. Well, her birth name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods, also known as Glorilla. So it's no surprise that she spilled this tea. So during her appearance on the Tamron Hall Show, Glo revealed that before becoming a huge rap star, she wanted to be singing for the Lord. Take a look.
Did you want to be a gospel singer?
I did.
Yeah.
My two songs I used to always sing was Amazing Grace.
That's my favorite.
For real?
It is.
Yeah, that was my song, and Encourage Yourself.
Right. She would have had to be a tenor, right?
Or something. She has a really deep voice, right? Yeah.
She does. I can hear her now.
Yeah, so, but I wonder, do so they cool. all have praise and worship names? So is her brother named Praise Him?
Oh, you can't have one child with a middle name Hallelujah
course.
And that be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got Have Mercy, Harold Mercy. Yeah.
Have Mercy Woods.
Her brother named Leviticus Deuteronomy. Yeah.
This is my son, Charles Communion.
Charles
Ezekiel?
Communion.
Ezekiel? Ezekiel, where you at?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We all wanted to be gospel artists when we was kids.
I did not.
When you was a kid and that's all they sang was gospel?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you couldn't tell me. I
wasn't
going
to
be DeLeon Richards.
Who?
I'm a king's kid.
Yeah, I did not want to be her.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to be all the gospel singers. Yeah, because that's what we grew up in. So you didn't want to be famous then as a guy?
I wanted to be famous, but not...
You wanted to be twerking?
I wanted to be twerking for the Lord.
And it's for the Lord.
Yeah, and his name.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, y'all, moving on.
Twerking tithes.
Okay, twerk for the Lord.
And pay your tithes.
Amen.
It looks like Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson has another PSA for the fellas to save money. He went from retired football star to now dishing on his new hustle. And he took to IG with a tutorial to show men another way to eliminate expenses, especially when it comes to their women's upkeep. Take a look.
Y'all wanna save some money? Learn how to do your girl's nails. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care how much money you got. In this economy, having one less expense ain't a bad thing.
Oh.
First of all, he got it all wrong. We go get our nails done for me time. Hello.
And it feels amazing.
Yeah.
It's comfort and it's me time. It's therapeutic. It's, yeah. He's
but what if
be
he
joking.
Really was good at doing nails?
No,
I mean, this
you can't
is zoomed
do
in
nails.
On. I'm not really the best judge on if someone's nails are done well, but I mean, like, if he did that, is that a decent job?
We didn't do that.
I just don't want to give him credit.
Okay, there's me time. What if it's bonding time?
No,
what if she likes having him do it and they're just talking
moment.
About things?
The bonding moment is you sitting in the chair next to me getting your nails done, right? Mm. Yeah, I don't want you to be on the... right? Am I right about that, Brett?
Like, yes, you are.
This is not our time.
It's always they saving money on a damn black woman. Go get some of them other women and save money. Hell, I'm so sick of them. With that, every time it's time for a black woman to get, oh, that's too much money.
Well, he is retired from the sport
he's
he used
retired.
To play.
Yeah,
so you kind of got to be a little fool with your dough.
Yeah. It's corny at this point. It's not even funny. He should stop.
Exactly.
I think he's joking. He's
got
to be
stop
joking.
That joke. It's not funny anymore.
Because there's so many little things that we really have to get done when we get our nails done. Like, it's not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just be sitting there with a file. You got to know how to do a lot of other things.
That is so funny. He's just sitting there like, all right, so this, you know, he's not...
Right.
Yeah. Right. All right, Molly Ringwald might have grown up in the 80s, but one of her wildest moments happened in 2003. At the time, she was starring in Cabaret on Broadway, and she was also on a quest to become a mother, which she did in an interesting way. Tamar, you want to tell us what Molly said?
I do want to tell you what Molly said. She said, I believe that Matilda was conceived in the dressing room at Studio 54.
Ooh.
It's so Matilda to be conceived in such an iconic place.
And just in case anyone is confused, Studio 54 was converted to a Broadway theater after its run as a legendary nightclub.
Oh.
So she's saying theater. They conceived the baby in her dressing room? Bow, bow. Okay.
But as it was, while it was Studio 54, while it was the new theater,
After, so it's on her Broadway. You could say this was like her, maybe this was her standing O after after the curtain call.
Lord.
Fair enough.
That's a standing O.
What, Oprah was there?
Bye. It's been so long for him, he do not know that word, baby.
Oh, what's a standing O?
Like a standing O.
Oh, ovation?
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I told y'all he don't know what that is.
But also O face, because they were...
Yeah. And know. Something's clapping. Yeah. Depending
if you're right. Doing exactly. Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
But the crazy thing is, like, you know, I would imagine this would have to have been after her performance, right? Because, like, you don't necessarily want to come out there looking disheveled, you know, before your performance, and, you know what I mean? And, like, have something on your mind, but, like, oh, man, show's over. Like, now I'm ready to let loose.
Everybody's different now. That might have gave her a little boost before she got out there.
That's so, okay.
See, here's the thing, though. Some people like that.
Here's the thing, though, Brad, is now that I'm thinking about it, the show Cabaret is about stuff that happens at a sex club. Like, all the dresses are short. Everybody's wearing kind of, like, skimpy clothes. There's some suggestive songs and moves going on.
Might have been a hot scene, and right after that scene, she couldn't wait. She got all hot and bothered and had to go to the dressing room and get hit.
That's, yeah.
So during the intermission, she was in intermissionary position?
Yeah.
Come on, Matilda.
Right?
Sometimes quickly.
I know that's right.
Oh. All right, y'all, it's time for a
Dish Debate.
All right, so y'all all know that Steve-O was a pretty wild dude back in his Jackass days. Yeah. But he's been now sober for 16 years and counting, right?
Oh, wow, he looks good.
Yup, and recently he was asked to be on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast. Now, for those who don't know the story, Bill loves a sticky icky icky and probably smells like Snoop Dogg usually. He often partakes during interviews, and Steve-O considered doing the podcast, but he asked Bill not to smoke during the interview out of respect for his sobriety. Aww. But apparently Bill refused and called it a deal breaker. Ooh. So the invitation got revoked.
Oh, wow.
You think Bill was wrong for not, you know, accommodating?
Nah,
or
it's Bill's
he
should have
just, you know, thugged it out?
It's Bill's show. He can do what he want to do.
Yeah.
If
like...
you have a problem, don't come on.
Yeah, that's like working around all y'all vegans and non-meat eaters. I mean, I got to stay home because y'all don't eat meat and this and that other, so it's his show.
Wow.
I don't even know, like, who these fictional people
do
speak
of. Do you make up stories about us to your friends and just, tell
them? I eat meat, so he ain't talking about me.
Yeah, he's not talking about...
Mm-hmm, they say you throw a rock under the house and the dog that bark, that's when I got hit.
She talking about, oh my God, y'all.
At the end of the day, the day gonna end.
At the end of the day.
But I've seen situations where people have made concessions, like on Drink Champs, where people notoriously go in there, drink, smoke, do whatever. I've seen situations where people went on there who didn't drink or smoke, and they just maybe drank water that day or something. You know what I mean? Sure.
But Bill probably felt, if you've been sober for 16 years, you should be strong.
Yeah. So. It doesn't work like that for everybody. Yeah.
You know, you gotta be a little strong.
Steve-O's been very open and very public about a lot of his struggles in the past. And 16 years of sobriety is something to be very proud of.
So he doesn't go to, like, a public restaurant? Because they have liquor there.
Yeah. Well, liquor is, like, not something that's just in the air, you know?
Yeah, you can get high from just weed.
That's true.
You don't get secondhand.
My friends smoke weed all the time, and I don't get high.
You absolutely do,
yes,
baby.
You do.
You think
you just don't know. Yeah. You start snacking.
Well, you start talking less.
You're sleepy.
You high.
Yeah.
You're not.
That's what it is.
It's all right, Gary.
Just Gary, just secondhand high, not even knowing it, all over the place. All right, today's the unofficial start of summer, so we're going to look at some of the biggest summer movies, and we'll see if we'll take it or skip it, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it is time for...
Ticket or Skip It!
Summer is here. And there are some movies guaranteed to heat up the box office. It's here, guys. Get ready. Okay, so let's check out a couple and see if you guys are going to take it or skip it.
Okay.
First up, we have the funniest cop duo, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, are giving fans a fourth Bad Boys.
Woo!
This one is called Ride or Die and is scheduled to hit theaters June 7th. Let's take a quick peek.
Are those dogs fresh?
Put them in yesterday.
Give me one. Put some relish on that mother.
Open the register. Stay right there.
Mm-mm. Is that Skittles on the counter, Marcus?
This ain't mine, Mike.
Yes, it is.
Marcus, get in the car.
He has a gun to my head.
Want to deal with him? You want to deal with me?
Sorry, sir, but I gotta go. Call 911.
Aren't you the police?
Ticketing or skipping?
You know, I'm gonna ticket it. Even though I feel like the last movie should have been called Ride or Die, and this new one should be called Bad Boys for Life, like the last one was called.
I'm skipping it.
Why is you skipping
because it? Because Will has not apologized to Chris Rock yet. So I'm not about to go see nothing that he's in until he apologized.
I'm pretty sure that he did.
What does that have to do with this?
Nothing.
Because it has a lot to do with I would be supporting somebody that has not apologized to a person that he hurt in the public. Skip it.
And the crazy thing is, like, Will Smith looks like how he looked in Bad Boys 1.
Yo.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't get slapped.
I don't know how he was able to pull that off.
What? He what?
He didn't get slapped, so his face not messed up.
No. Well, moving on to another iconic cop flick franchise, Beverly Hills Cop. Now, XOF is hitting Netflix on July 3rd, starring the OG bad boy cop, Eddie Murphy. Check it out.
Watch your ass out there, okay?
I'm gonna be fine. They love me in Beverly Hills.
Detective Foley, you ever read your own file? Shootouts, start of the piece, a lot.
Please tell me you didn't get arrested again.
Twice, but I broke out.
Back to Cali, Cali.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I don't know. I'm right here with,
Eddie Murphy with a gun is typically undefeated, except in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
I love Eddie Murphy, can't wait.
I can't stand it when he starts talking like the donkey from Shrek. Like, it drives me bananas.
You just hear that in your head?
It's all the time. I don't want to. No, I can't.
That's his voice.
I was watching Trading Places with my kids, and my kids were like, hey, is that the guy that was the donkey in Shrek? Because it's the same voice.
It's the same voice.
Like, what is your favorite Eddie Murphy voice then?
Raw, he did not have the donkey voice in Raw.
No, he didn't.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, the donkey voice shows up.
Like, 1987 or something?
Yeah, since he did the donkey, he can't let it go.
You can't undonkey.
Yeah, like, it's giving donkey.
Of the day?
All the time, though. Like, he'll be talking like Eddie Murphy, then he talks like the damn donkey. Then he talks like Eddie, he talks like the donkey.
Tamar, this is the most amazing opinion I've ever heard.
Yeah, because you know I'm right.
No, that's his voice, because I don't hear the donkey often.
You
so I hear Eddie Murphy's voice when I hear Eddie Murphy.
Oh, it gets like, the donkey.
All right, another blast from the past is the 1996 film Twister, and it just got a facelift. Let's see what this remake called Twisters with an S is giving.
Oh, that's like almost a direct shot from the original.
Yeah.
We got twins!
Twins! It's given This Is for Tanner and His Cousins. There are no black people in this movie.
I was thinking the
same thing. Not one black person is in this movie.
Yeah. Now, first off, I'm sure there is.
No, but where are they going to put the black person? What is he going
to
do?
He's going to go to the hood of Tulsa and pick them up and put them up.
Like the Twister, like, repairs Black Wall Street?
Yeah, they think they slick, honey.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
well,
is a Twister.
Well, obviously, twist. I'm not racist.
You got Sweet Brown up in there.
Oh, Lord Jesus, is a Twister.
See, I don't know what they do out there. But anyway, y'all, coming up, honey, Gwyneth Paltrow says Bill Clinton better not, honey, sleep on her ever again. We'll explain that to the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Mrs. Goop, a.k.a. Gwyneth Paltrow, is recalling the time the White House held a screening for her hit movie, Emma. Y'all remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all remember that? Okay, I remember that. So the then president at the time, Bill Clinton, was not very presidential, y'all. As a matter of fact, he was flat out rude. Check this out.
Is it true that Bill Clinton passed out asleep during a White House screening of Emma?
True. He was snoring right in front of me. I was like, wow, I guess this is gonna be a real hit movie. But it was, so you, Bill Clinton.
I mean, well, if you saw Monica prior to the screening, he's probably a little tired.
Oh! What?
Don't kill me, Bill.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's actual and factual.
That's very factual. But the other thing is, like, the White House is a busy place. They get these people up early. He's working on, like, international hard things all day. And then here comes Gwyneth Paltrow showing you a movie.
But Emma is kind of like a movie that you would fall asleep to. Not in a bad way, like Pride and Prejudice. One of those, you know.
Oh. What is it about?
Peace movies. Mm-hmm. So she's, like, talking with an English accent. And she's like that's in England, and I don't remember. Like, it's been a long time. Y'all don't remember Emma?
No.
I remember the name, but not the movie.
Bill Clinton did what every man would do in that
fall
situation.
Asleep. It's true.
Who falls asleep in the movies?
Me. I do. If the theater's
that's
cold,
the best
I'm
time
out.
To go to sleep.
It's the best sleep ever.
Yeah, the best time
don't
to
take
go to
me
sleep.
To the movies. I'm gone.
You know what the movie theater messed up too? Some of those seats, you just like hit that button, and suddenly you're
ooh,
like this.
I'm out like a light.
Those are the ones.
Yes, good times.
Yes. All right, y'all, moving on. Shakira, Shakira. Claims despite her biggest world tour, the tour of the Mongoose being a huge success, she lost money. What? Check out why.
I had the brilliant idea of coming up with a cobra. Like, I don't know how many feet cobra was. Like
pictures, it must have been like 30 feet. It was a huge cobra.
Huge cobra. In the middle of the stage, and it would just lift up like that at the beginning of the show. And that cobra costed like $1 million to fabricate. To produce, and then taking it on the road was so expensive. And at the end of the tour, I lost money. And it was like one of the most successful tours.
You didn't think she'd have did that math before she like went on the
road? I don't believe that. Do you believe that, Brett?
No.
Then she got that big old tax problem?
No.
Okay, well, this is the answer. She can't say that.
She could have got my friend James, honey. Wait. She wouldn't have had that problem.
Wait, explain it to me like I'm dumb, because I am.
You're dumb.
No, not
James
that.
The tax man around the corner from Mississippi.
Get everybody the tour and the Mongoose and like that, she didn't, you don't think she did?
No.
So she was using it as a tax write-off. You say you lost money, so you don't have to pay as much money, right?
You can say that, but if the government said you didn't lose it, you gotta pay.
And it seems like, you know, like calculations and money just ain't her strong suit.
No.
Like if English is her second language, math is her fourth.
She should just, she should just do them peanut butter sandwiches, the jelly or something.
Yeah, or that dressing.
Oh, the jam.
The jam.
The jam.
Yeah. Stick to the
jam. Just do YouTube video, sis.
She could have had a screen with a cobra on it.
Yeah. Or a blow-up doll.
Hello?
Yeah.
It didn't have to be so elaborate, though.
You want a wacky inflatable?
Yes. An inflatable. It works. Well. Get you some lights.
Oh, black man. But anyway.
Wow. James, the tax man. Oh, okay.
Up next, Kirsten Dunst reveals her kid got into a fight with another celebrity's kid. Find out who after the break.
Oh, Lord. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. And we're back!
Hey.
All right, so Kirsten Dunst and Jimmy Kimmel's sons attend the same school, and like kids do, they had a little fist fight.
Uh-oh.
Now check out the parents describe what happened.
Billy was sitting in a chair.
Uh-huh, yes.
And Ennis then went to maybe sharpen a pencil or something, came back, saw there was an empty chair and sat in it. And then Billy came back and was mad that Ennis was in his chair.
I heard a similar story. Billy got up to sharpen the pencil.
Oh, different.
And then there was a displacement there, and then they both cried.
They both cried. Yeah. It was the drama, the only drama I heard. But they're a very sweet group of boys.
My money's on the child of the kid who, like, you know, had the man show back in the day. That's gonna be Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, he's like,
yo, man, stop being a little bitch.
You know, I was going to say that too. They seem very macho in this house.
I can imagine Russell Simmons' kids and Puffy's kids fighting.
Whose kids?
Puffy's kids and Russell
Simmons'
kids.
They're not even the same age.
Well, I mean, just think, I mean, they're around in the same group.
I definitely think Puffy's kids would win and probably get away with it.
You think?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Has Logan ever been in a fight at school?
No.
Her son doesn't fight.
Is he ready, though?
He's ready.
That's what's
They up. Wrestle all day in my house. It's so annoying.
That's right.
Yes,
get
Lord.
The skills up.
You wrestle with your kids all the time?
Nah, I watch them wrestle each other.
Okay, got it.
I'm like the guy in Mortal Kombat to be watching the dudes like duke it out, like like a Shang Tsung.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.